The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Tom Williamson at KIIC Albia. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, it's a great privilege to visit with you, and I know it's a break time for you, so I really appreciate this Capitol Hill report, even during Christmas break. So, Senator Grassley, as a Senate Judiciary Committee ranking member, you have partnered with Senator Joni Ernst and several others to introduce the National Biosecurity Improvement Act. So what's the aim of this act? How will it achieve some security for us?
It's a direct result of the Biden administration not keeping their promise to the voters when Biden was here during the primaries saying he was supporting ethanol. They have cut back by 3 8/10 billion gallons the amount of mandate for the years of 20 and 21. That's more than Trump did in 4 years. That's more than Obama did in 8 years. And our legislation is going to force the administration to follow the law and not cut back on anything for small refineries.
Okay. Senator, I see now that the progressive Democrats are pushing for a voters' rights law. They call it For the People Act, but it actually seems to once again be an effort to bypass the constitutional rights of the states and seems to be another effort to centralize and federalize another aspect of our lives. What do you see? Have you observed here?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It would do away with most of the 50 state laws and have one federal law for the running the elections. It would do away with voter ID. It would mandate in-person voting. And if any state wanted to change its state laws, it would probably have to go to the Department of Justice at the federal level to get approval for any change in state law. You call that pre-clearance. So Article 1 of the Constitution is very clear that state legislatures can be in charge of the elections. And so far, for 240 years, it works well, but it hasn't given Democrats the power they want. It's very much a power play on takeover of elections, so the states can't do it their way as they have for the last 240 years.
Thank you, Senator. Also, you co-sponsored a bipartisan bill, I think, with Senator Feinstein, targeting meth, and it passed through the Senate pretty easily a couple weeks ago now. What is this bill aimed to accomplish? How will that help this serious problem, especially in rural areas?
Yeah, well, you know, it targets rural areas. It make a decision of where there's a major problem in rural areas. It would and it would focus the federal government's attention on those areas to beef up the local efforts that are falling behind. And it's a direct hit at methamphetamine coming in very enriched, much stronger than what we used to see in our meth labs that we had. Well, one time we had 700 meth labs in just in the state of Iowa. Now they were illegal, and probably we know there are 700 because that's probably what law enforcement broke up. So we thought when we eliminated a lot of local production of meth, the problem would go away. But now it's coming in much stronger form from Mexico.
Okay, and so controlling the inflow of immigrants might help too, right? Because that's one method they come in across the border.
I don't know whether I can quantify the amount of illegal drugs. Probably fentanyl coming from China through Mexico is even a major more of a problem than meth, not in Iowa. Meth, I think, is a bigger problem in Iowa. But fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine, all those things. The only way we can quantify anything is what the police actually stop. And there's massive amounts of drugs that are stopped at the border, but it's a very small percentage of the drugs that are crossing the border. So the fact that this administration has an open border policy and and anything can come into the country because we aren't policing the border ends up being a problem not just in Texas, New Mexico, and California and Arizona. It's a problem in all 50 states from the drugs coming in and also from the terrorists that are coming in and the people with criminal records coming in and also the virus coming in, because about 15% of the people crossing the border are infected.
Thank you, Senator. DHS, head of DHS, Mayorkas, is that right, stated that the Biden administration is working with big tech to curb misinformation, and maybe I'm paranoid, but I'm somewhat concerned that this really will squelch free speech. Have you thoughts on this effort?
Well, I agree with him. I don't agree with him very often. I agree with him on that point. But I think a bigger factor is the big techs and companies censoring any speech. And they're the big violators, and that's why I support legislation to stop this censoring.
Thank you, Senator. Just finally, I'll let you get to Christmas or your vacation here. As a senior member of the Tax Writing Senate Finance Committee under the Trump administration, you helped steer the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, and it provided tax relief and lowered the tax rates. Now the administration, as I understand it, I'll say the coastal lawmakers, would like to repeal the SALT deduction, and I've struggled to understand what this is all about. What does SALT represent? Who would benefit from the repeal of that SCAP?
SALT stands for state and local taxes. And in 2017, we put a $10,000 cap on the amount of money that any one individual can deduct from their taxes for state and local taxes. And the reason we did that is states like Iowa were subsidizing high-tax states like California and New York. And so that was put in. Now, the Democrats want to do away with that $10,000 limitation. And you see the inconsistency. They say that Republicans always want to lower taxes for the super wealthy people. This is a perfect example of the inconsistency of the Democrats in this tax bill. By eliminating the cap on SALT deductions, they're going to help about 75% of it, of the benefits of that, goes to the 10% of the most wealthy people in the United States. And obviously, you get back to a point where Iowa taxpayers would be subsidizing the high-tax states of New York and California. So we don't want to let the Democrats do away with that 10% deduction.
Well, good luck with that. Just one more thing that's kind of eating a hole in my brain here. A senator recently, senator from Washington State, has proclaimed that since the Build Back Better bill was not passed, that Joe Biden should just bypass that with an executive order. Does the senator not understand we are a republic, not a dictatorship?
Well, that's on the Voting Rights Act.
No, she was this senator from Washington thought that Joe Biden should just pass an executive order and pass.
I don't even need to answer your question. You're absolutely right. If we could pass, if the President of the United States could do anything that Congress, that he wants Congress to do, and Congress won't do it, and he can do it by executive order, yes, it would be autocracy. Yes, without a doubt. And then, before you go, I just realized that I misunderstood your first question. You were asking me about the National Biosecurity Improvement Act.
Yes, sir.
That I recently introduced with Marshall and Ernst. It's legislation ensuring that federally funded research involving potential dangerous pathogens does not compromise national security. I'm sorry that I missed your first question, so you'll have to delete that and put in what I just said.
You betcha. I appreciate it, and Happy New Year, Senator Grassley. Thanks.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you, Tom, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.